Ahead of President Trump's visits to Dayton and El Paso today, the White House said he wanted to reach out to both communities rocked by mass shootings. But in those cities, protests were organized and people raised their voices to say Trump is part of the problem and he's not welcome. Trump today accused his critics of looking for political gain, and he defended his rhetoric about immigration. U.S. officials say they're investigating the shooting in Texas as an act of domestic terrorism and say the suspect will face the death penalty. Federal officials in Mexico are also speaking up. At least 8 of the 22 people murdered at that Walmart in El Paso on Saturday were Mexican nationals. Mexico's foreign minister calls the shooting an act of terrorism against Mexicans. And the Mexican government is contemplating something rare, an extradition of the suspect on terrorism charges. Uncertain if the U.S. will oblige. But Mexico City is determined to at least follow through with an investigation into what happened in El Paso on Saturday.
We are appalled that an act like this was directed intentionally against Mexican citizens and U.S. citizens of Hispanic origin.
Marta Bárcena is the Mexican ambassador to the U.S. We spoke with her on a less-than-perfect mobile phone line.
The Office of the Attorney General in Mexico has started an investigation, and they have to do it by law. We have conveyed to the U.S. authorities that we have to work against a discourse of hate and racism. At the same time, the Mexican government has already qualified the incident as terrorism, so that's why we are proceeding with an investigation in Mexico.
Ambassador, you talk about the indignation in Mexico, but the Mexican government's strong response, its shock to these killings, it rings hollow for many Mexicans. You can see this reaction on Facebook and Twitter. I mean, in Juarez alone in July, there were more than 130 murders, and that was an increase from June, with no comment from federal officials in Mexico City. So how and why can the government react so strongly as the homicide rates rise in Mexico and in Juarez?
I do not deny that there are murders in Mexico, but they don't have an intentionality to address or to kill one specific group. The thing that differentiates the shooting in El Paso from killings even in Ciudad Juarez is that that shooting was addressed specifically against a group, which were the Mexicans and the Hispanic community. And I think that makes all the difference. And at the same time, another issue that is key for us is the issue of the guns. We have been telling the U.S. and we have asked recently to reestablish a working group to have more control on the arms that are coming from the U.S. into Mexico and that are contributing to the high levels of violence in Mexico.
Ambassador, I understand your point about intentionality and the difference between violence in some of these places in Mexico and what happened in El Paso, but how can Mexico seek to protect its own citizens in the U.S. while it's partnering with the Trump administration on policies that actually put migrants in harm's way?
We need to work with the current government of the United States, and we have to work very hard, even in the most difficult times, to have a respectful relationship. In the case of migrants, we have had long conversations telling them that there are some cities in Mexico in which would be very difficult to accept the migrants for a long time because we don't have the conditions to have them for a long time. We have been asking them to speed up the process of adjudication of asylum claims. But I don't think we can relate the shooting in El Paso with what we are doing or not doing on the case of the migrants.
Ambassador, the bond between Mexico and the U.S. is so deep, and yet the border situation, as you know, the actual physical connective tissue between the two nations, it's under such stress. How frustrating is that for you?
For me, personally, very frustrating. You know, El Paso was considered one of the safest cities in the U.S. But the border, it's an area of great opportunity and of communities that are used to live together and to interact together. And this is something that we have to underline.
Marta Bárcena, the Mexican ambassador to the U.S., thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much, Marco. And I hope we will have better news for the future to talk about. I hope that this terrible experience will help us to go ahead for the better in the future.
Yeah, that is a hope we all share. Thank you very much, Ambassador.
You're welcome.